I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 488, Overinformed, Undertransformed. Don't you long to sense the presence of God all day long? To know His love and peace throughout the moments of your life? Not just on some mountaintop camp experience that happens so infrequently. Well, it's good news and bad news. The good news is that you can. The bad news is you've been conditioned for it not to happen. So we've got some spiritual formation work to do. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. And you see, that's the key. We want God to live a life of love through us, and we want to be aware of it as it's happening. The way the American church has functioned has been more about information and not really about transformation. In other words, we love to go to Bible studies and conferences and listen to podcasts like this one, or soak in a good sermon and so on. But we often miss the divine encounter in everyday life. How can we change all that? Well, listen in. Give me about five minutes. We're going to slow down, dive deeper into that topic, hear a portion of Scripture, ask a great question, and challenge ourselves to not just be informed, but to be transformed. God gave us all a brain. And our brain has both a left side and a right side. The left side can't really experience anything. It's about logic. It's concrete. It's where we think. It's where we use words and interpret experiences. But thank God there are two sides to our God-given brain. The other side is creative and intuitive. It's the side of music and art and colors and light. Here we deal with images, not words. With smells and senses and more. And as believers, we need both sides of our brain to function in our worship of God and our love of others. But unfortunately, we tend to only cultivate one side and we ignore the other. Listen to the way the psalmist puts both together in Psalm 63, the first five verses in the NIV. The psalmist writes, "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I've seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied, as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you." Did you know the Bible writes about you and I using our whole bodies to love and worship God, not just our mouth and our minds? Psalm 34, for example, talks about tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. 2 Corinthians 2:15 says that we are to be smelly for Jesus. We're to be the aroma of Christ. It talks about tasting and smelling and hearing and seeing and walking, all as a part of what it means to present our bodies as living sacrifices. So here's the great question. What senses will you be aware of and more intentionally use in your worship of God and love of others today? Let's pray this prayer to awaken our senses. O God, that in the elements of earth, sea, and sky I may see your beauty, that in wild winds, bird song, and silence I may hear your beauty, that in the body of another and the intermingling of relationship I may touch your beauty, that in the moisture of the earth and its flowering and fruiting, I may smell your beauty, that in the flowing waters of spring and streams, I may taste your beauty. These things I look for this day, O God. These things I look for. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 489. And in the meantime, in the book Awaken Your Senses, Exercises for Exploring the Wonder of God, the authors write, "Some faith traditions, more than others, model how to involve the body in worship and prayer as a way to express one's heart. And undeniably, any time we involve our bodies in kinesthetic response, we reinforce what we're feeling, thinking, and doing. The actions involved in baptism, kneeling, anointing, lighting candles, or coming to the altar for prayer all strengthen our internal attitude through outward expression. But many of us have never been taught how to listen and respond spiritually to and with our bodies. So true. So, podcast family, today, use your whole body to love God and others. That will be at least one way that we can begin to stop being over-informed and under-transformed.